15. Taking notes for Badim on regular Monday meeting of Ministry Executive Group. I'll clean these up later to give to him. Mary Murphy, convening her leadership team in seminar room next to her office, Hochstrasse. I should have gone to the bathroom. Badim on Mary's left. Then 13 division heads seated around the table, the rest of us behind them against the walls. George is going to fall asleep. Tatiana V. Legal. Just heard this morning Weld Court declined to take up her Indian case. Not happy. Imbeni Hala. Infrastructure. Poached from Namcor. Jürgen Atzken. Zurcher. Gets to commute from his house down lake. Insurance and reinsurance. Swiss Revet. Bob Wharton. Natcat. American ecologist. Mitigation and adaptation. Climate lead Adèle Elia, French, coordinating our climate science. Started as a glaciologist, hates meetings like this. Once said so right in meeting. Lived 8 years on glaciers, she said. Once back there. As for world cryosphere, it's still melting. Huo Kaming, ecologist, Hong Kong. Biosphere studies, habitat restoration, refugia creation, animal protection, rewilding, biologically based carbon drawdown, watershed governance, groundwater recharge, the commons, the half-earth campaign. She can do it all. Esteban Escobar, Chilean. Oceans, prone to despair. Elena Quintero, agriculture, Buenos Aires. She and Esteban joke about Argentina-Chile rivalry. She cheers him up very skillfully. Indra Dalit, Jakarta, geoengineering, works with Bob and Jürgen. Dick Bosworth, Australian, economist, a card. Taxes and political economy, our reality check. Janus Athena, AI, internet, all things digital. Very digital, themselves. Esmeri Zayed, third of the E-Gals, Jordanian-Palestinian, refugees. Liaison to UNHCR. Rebecca Tallhorse, Canada. Indigenous Peoples Rep and Outreach. Mary starts meeting by asking for new developments. Imbeni. Looking into plans to redirect fossil fuel companies to do decarbonization projects. Capabilities strangely appropriate. Extraction and injection both use same tech, just reversed. People, capital, facilities, capacities, all these can be used to collect and inject, either by way of cooperation or legal coercion. Keeps oil companies in business, but doing good things. Tatiana looks interested. Rest of group looking skeptical. Carbon capture and reinsertion into empty oil wells are both dubious as reality. Mary, look into it more. We've got to have it from what the calculations say about how much the natural methods can grab. Jürgen. Insurance companies in a panic at last year's reports. Payouts at about $100 billion a year now, going higher fast, as in hockey stick graph. Insurance companies insured by reinsurance. These now holding short end of stick. Tall end of stick? Can't charge premiums high enough to cover payouts, nor could anyone afford to pay that much. Lack of predictability means reinsurance companies simply refusing to cover environmental catastrophes, the way they don't insure war or political unrest, etc. So, end of insurance, basically. Everyone hanging out there uninsured. Governments, therefore, payer of last resort, but most governments already deep in debt to finance, meaning also reinsurance companies. Nothing left to give without endangering belief in money. Entire system, therefore, on brink of collapse. Mary, what mean collapse? Jürgen, mean money no longer working as money. Silence in room. Jürgen adds, so you can see why reinsurance hoping for some climate mitigation. We can't afford for world to end. No one laughs. Bob Wharton. Some things we can mitigate, some we can't. Some things we can adapt to, others we can't. Also, we can't adapt to some things we are now failing to mitigate. Need to clarify which is which. Mainly need to tell adaptation advocates they're full of shit. Bunch of economists, humanities professors, they have no idea what talking about. Adaptation, just a fantasy. Mary halts Bob Rant very skillfully, sympathetic squint as she chops air with hand. Preaching to choir, she suggests. Moves along to Adele and the rest. Adele. You think that's bad? Joke gets laugh. The big Antarctic glacial basins, mainly Victoria and Totten, hold ice sliding downhill faster and faster. We'll soon be depositing many thousands of cubic kilometers of ice into sea. Now, looking like could happen in a few decades. Sea level rise 2 meters for sure, maybe more, 6 meters, but 2 meters enough. Doom for all coastal cities, beaches, marshes, coral reefs, many fisheries. Would displace 10% of the world's population, disrupt 20% food supply. Like a knockout punch to dazed fighter. Civilization kaput. Jürgen throws up hands. Cost of this cannot be calculated. Calculate it, Mary orders him. Jay frowns, pondering big picture in his head. A quadrillion. Yes, really. 1,000 trillion is not too high. Maybe 5 quadrillion. Dick. So just call it infinity. Adele, number of species threatened with extinction now at Permian levels. Piling on here? Permian, the worst extinction ever. Now on course to match it. Camming, 99% of all meat alive is made of humans and their domestic beasts. Cattle, pigs, sheep, goats. Wild creatures, 1% of meat alive. And suffering. Many species gone soon. M. Soon? K. Like 30 years. Esteban. Only 20% of the fish now in oceans are wild fish. Mary ends discussion. Chop chop. Regards team. Speaks slowly. MFTF has budget $60 billion per year. Big. But world GDP $100 trillion per year. Half that GWP is so-called consumer spending by prosperous people, means non-essential buying of things that degrade biosphere. Ship going down, parasite killing host. Even the productive half of GWP, food and health and housing burning up world. In short, fucked. Team watches her. So, have to find ways to spend our $60 billion that strike at leverage points. Dick. Our money not enough to matter. Have to change laws. That's our leverage point. Spend our money on changing laws. Tatiana likes this. Imbeni. Critical infrastructure needs funding. Elena. Ag improvements. Mary chops discussion. Chop, chop, chop. Stop. We need to lever change and fast. However we can. By whatever means necessary. Vadim, surprised by this last statement. I'm not sure why. Looks at Mary, surprised.